All right, welcome in Area 45. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. We're ready to go now, baby. Let's go. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up 713-572-4610. 572-4610. You can call or text all night long. We got you till 11. Hit us up. Just don't call next segment because we have a guest on, Kevin Ioli. We'll talk a little boxing with him. Huge boxing weekend coming up in just a matter of 2 days. So excited about that. And he'll give us the lowdown on the Manny Pacquiao fight. He'll be taking on Mario Barrios. And then that's in Vegas. But the same damn day, they're doing the big fight in London with the Usyk fella and Daniel Dubois. we'll have Kevin Ioli get us primed for that. Little Astro Convo now as they get underway. Again, tomorrow in Seattle. Same team, same place, different season. And luckily for all of our stress levels and anxiety, different circumstances. This time last year, to start the second half, the Astros were trailing the Mariners in the AL West by a couple of games. And now this time, they've got a five-game cushion on the Seattle Mariners, who playing some pretty good ball coming into the All-Star break. They just swept the Tigers while the Astros got kicked in the junk, the gut, lost a couple of teeth along the way. And now they're going to be starting a series that they could really, PC, create a lot of cushion, you know, between themselves and the Mariners. Assuming you get a sweep, that's an eight-game cushion. That'd be a season-high margin between Astro Mariners in the AL West. But people freaking out about Hunter Brown not being a part of the rotation coming out of the All-Star break. And I say pump the brakes a little bit. Hopefully you are driving in the same lane as me.
There is no such thing as a must-win series in July, especially when you have a five-game lead. There's no such thing as a must-win series. Divisions are not won and lost in three-game series in July.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that people are freaking out Hunter Brown's not going to pitch, you got to lose the football mentality. It's not like if they lose these three games, they're out of the playoffs. We have to stop with this. People forget how long the baseball season is and how many things happen over the course of 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hunter Brown getting a little bit of extra time here. And in reality, they've tried to give Hunter Brown a little extra time all year long. They've tried to have him start on 5 days rest almost every time through. His last start, he started on 4 days rest. And if you know, the last two starts, probably think, all right, well, you know, these weren't Hunter's best.
They weren't
Hunter's best starts.
They were among the worst.
And
ever.
You know, what did you notice about these starts? Well, his fastball command has been off. And especially in his last start, his velocity was down a little. He had to really ramp it up to get to, like, his normal velocity. He had to ramp it up. And, you know, those are signs of somebody who might be a little bit tired. You know, remember, Hunter Brown has thrown through 155 innings in 2023, through 170 innings last year. But he's already at 115 this year. So he's ahead of even last year's pace.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a little worn down because that's usually when your fastball velo takes a little tip down, when your fastball command is a little bit off. I mean, how many times you see him throw a ball and was like, you know, 5-6 inches above the zone?
Yeah.
That's not command.
Yeah.
That's, you know, he's chucking it. And, you know, when you're chucking it, guys can sit on your off-speed stuff. You know, if you heard his comments after the Cleveland game, he did kind of make it seem like maybe he thought he was tipping.
Yeah, he said he needed to get in the film room and, you know, check it out whenever Chandler Rome alluded to that maybe he was tipping in the question.
He made the statement about how, you know, they were kind of all over him. Didn't matter what he threw.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he thought he executed really well, they were still all over him. It probably means you got to tell.
Yeah. A tell or maybe even some sequencing problems.
And it could be that too, but that, you know, is also part of the tell.
Yeah.
Is if they know, hey, every time you're in this count, in this situation, you're going to come with this pitch almost, you know, 80% of the time. Well, that's a tell.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have patterns that are too predictable, those are tells.
Did you ever go back and look at the film?
I have not had the opportunity to do so.
Because you thought you saw something.
I did. And you know, I want to double check into that. Because his last start, it did look like his arm action was a little different. Throwing the knuckle curve than throwing anything else.
Yeah.
But I want to go back and verify that that's what we were seeing. Mm-hmm. Or if that was hey, on this one pitch, it just kind of fooled you a little bit when you looked at it.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to get back and look at that. However, I have had company at my house for the last week and a half. I haven't exactly had a lot of free time.
Free time.
Yeah, I haven't had any of that.
Free time.
None of it. So hopefully this weekend I will get to do some of that, because after having essentially like a whole week without actual regular season baseball,
yeah,
I am going to overdose on baseball this weekend.
So what do you got?
Because I don't have boxing. I don't have to travel. There is a lot of baseball in my future.
Well, you get to watch boxing if you want to. What do you got? Ants in the house?
No.
You have in-laws in the house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say, my in-laws are very good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no issue with them. But we did go from a bigger house to a smaller house.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's less room for everybody.
Closer confines
now. And they're, you know, there's not enough. When you've got essentially six adults in the house, there's not a lot of privacy.
Yeah.
And I mean, and unless I close the bedroom door and lock it, and even then, you know, there's only so much relentless sports content that the mother of children is willing to tolerate.
Yeah, yeah. You need to tell her to sport more, man. Just so I can, you know, feel better about myself, because I read a lot of the comments today on social media, people talking about Hunter Brown not starting any day of this upcoming series against the Mariners for fear that maybe there is something injury related going on here. Just keep in mind that, one, there was really no reason to believe that he was injured whatsoever at any point over his last two starts. Two, if you watched even with one eye the All-Star festivities, Hunter Brown did not appear, did not act like a guy that was suffering from injury. I mean, him and Jeremy Pena, you know, snapping selfies left and right. You know, he was on Instagram, Twitter, talking about how he's catching, you know, lunch, dinner with Cesar Salazar, having a good time with the guys. So there's no reason to think that he's hurt. But also, this is everything to me, giving him extra time. Framber Valdez, who is pitching in this series, is not pitching until the third game of it. That's going to give him 7 days off. Brown, my guess, is going to pitch the opener of the Arizona series on the 21st. That will give him a full 7 days off. Brandon Walter, who's starting this series tomorrow for the Astros, will have a full 8 days off since his last outing. It only makes perfect sense to give your best guys going a little bit more time off if you can afford to, and the Astros can certainly afford to, given the All-Star break, which was 6 days. And for Brandon Walter, who last pitched, he had the opener, I believe, of that Texas Rangers series. Lance had the opener. Framber had the middle. And I think Brandon had the finale of that Indian series, because Brown had the final against the Rangers, which did not go well at all.
You know, and obviously, keep in mind, you know, Framber is a guy who's thrown 200 innings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's thrown 200. He's thrown 198. He's thrown 176. And he's already at 121 innings because he goes so many innings every time he starts. So, in you know, him getting a few extra days also, not a bad idea here.
No,
you know?
I think it's...
I mean, in reality, he's probably got at least 12 more starts, maybe 14 starts the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, giving these guys a little extra time, especially when you consider how overworked your pen has been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny, we talked about, you know, how it's, you know, it's your two aces and then a bunch of refugees.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the you know what you've gotten from Fromber and Hunter, who are both top 10 like pitchers in the league, and the other guys, they all have ERAs north of 4.10.
Right.
It's very much a haves and have nots. That rotation is not strong enough to get through any kind of playoff series.
Yeah.
You hope. It's really not. You don't want to go through the rest of the season with that, let alone enter a playoff series.
It certainly wouldn't build that way. What you're seeing right now is because they've had to do that.
And we got to have this a lot more on the bone here because, you know, you got a handful of pitchers who right now are, you know, trying to rehab or starting a rehab. And I got questions.